Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That we can discuss here tonight. Last night, if you missed the show, you can always go to freetalklive.com and download back episodes there that go back for years. But on last night's show, we did talk a lot about the Texas elementary shooting and how the police just kind of hung around for a while before bothering to go in and do anything at all. In regards,
how do you actually pronounce that town name? Is it Uvalde?
I'm going to guess Uvalde or Uvalde.
I don't know. I've only read about it. I'm not really watching videos on my phone these days. People keep sending me links to watch videos on my phone, and I'm of the age now where, like, I remember when TVs were small and black and white and then color, and then everybody, like, suddenly was scrambling to, you know, get the largest TV they could, and then the flat screens came out and they got even bigger, you know, and then HD came around and they got even bigger. And so, like, to reduce the size of video to, you know, the size of my cell phone now, it just seems ridiculous to me. So I try to not watch videos on my phone, I guess is what I'm saying. So I haven't listened or heard anything. I've only read about all the things going with the Texas shooting and that kind of thing. So I haven't heard anybody pronounce it, so that's why I ask.
Well, welcome. It's Ian tonight.
Pecos Mountaineer.
And the captain.
So we got, again, a lot to talk about, but actually Tom in New Hampshire called in to start things out here tonight, and that's what we do. We take your calls. So, Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I logged on to Senator Maggie Hassan's website. I used the contact form and sent her a constituent message, and I've also been going on Twitter and stuff like that, answering, you know, replying to people about that mass shooting and pointing out that, you know, parents were getting called from their children, and they rushed to the school. Oh, I got to get my kid. And the cops were blocking them.
That's right.
They might have been able to get in. Some of those children might still be with us today. The parents bravely go to rescue their own children.
Well, there was one lady that actually, she showed up. She got put in the handcuffs because she was trying to break through the cop barrier or whatever. And so she was confronted by the cops. She got put in the handcuffs. She escaped the handcuffs, escaped the cops, jumped the wall, got into the school, found her kids, and got them out.
Now, here's
wow.
What I'm getting at is, my point is that the episode that took place at Robb Elementary is not an excuse for more gun control. It's an excuse to repeal the federal ban on Teflon-coated bullets so the parents can clear a path into the school.
Amen.
Yeah, you know, and then...
He's got a really good point as far as this is always used as an excuse for more gun control, when the fact of the matter is that guns in general that are legal do way more to prevent crime than to cause it.
I think it's more of
That's what he was saying, though.
I think it's more of a scream that we should abolish public schools, because why on earth would any human want to send their children to a place that isn't even defended?
Yeah, no, what you missed in what he said was clear a path into the school. He's talking about the parents shooting the police to get into the school. And, you know...
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he was alluding to the shooter wearing a bulletproof
vest.
They
say that wasn't even true.
Huh.
That's what I've heard since the initial reports. But,
well, I think that if those parents had Teflon-coated bullets, they would be more willing to face the possibility of a shooter with unknown armor.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm not saying that that people shouldn't have access to those things. And it was nobody, our co-host on Friday night, who made a similar point last night. And I'm the first person to go against violence as a solution.
Yeah.
But I got to agree, if somebody is prohibiting you from getting to your children and doing what you can to save them. If they are using violence to stop you, I think you absolutely have a right to defend yourself and break free from that individual. Thank you for the call tonight, Tom. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, if they have literally corralled your children with armed and armored goons, then yes, you absolutely should get straight through them and secure the life of your children. And the fact that this is not obvious has everything to do with the fact that we're sending them to schools in the first place, because it's just another version of not taking responsibility.
Yeah, that, of course, is the biggest mistake that a parent can make when it comes to their children, is to send them to a government school. You're putting them in danger of so much, not only just the fact that being indoctrinated by the state. That's the number one reason to not send them
certainty. The certainty is that their minds will be warped to the point that they will be unable to function when they get out.
And
that you can be sure of. What else can happen?
Well,
depends.
Secondly, they're in a gun-free zone,
right.
So it's basically a shooting gallery.
That's my
if
point.
Some lunatic shows up.
Like, these gun-free zones, they've got to be abolished, right? If not, public school should be abolished. I mean, it's worthless anyway. John Taylor Gatto already proved that, you know, children can learn reading, writing, and arithmetic at an incredibly fast rate. So what's all the rest of this time spent doing other than indoctrinating them?
That's
it. Become obedient servants. But
Before we get on, just one thing I do want to point out real quick is that the sexual misconduct in public schools is way higher than that in the Catholic Church, and they have a well-deserved reputation
wow.
for it. So that's another one of those, like, these are the things that you're setting your kids up for.
Good point. The Uvalde Police Department released a statement, I think, yesterday, and it said, "We are so glad that none of the officers in our department were harmed or killed in the incident
wow.
yesterday," or whatever it was. Like really? Like, how about, hey, we're sorry that we didn't do a damn thing.
Well, like, if they'd gotten harmed, we might have, you know, had to pay out a pension.
Yeah.
Somebody made the point on social media yesterday that we traded 19 kids for 19 cops, and what a terrible trade.
It's a horrible trade. And then this I happened upon online. It's a screenshot from SWTJC Law Enforcement Academy. Training opportunity, active shooter course, location, Uvalde High School, date,
mm-hmm.
March 21st, 2022, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., host, the Uvalde CSID Police Department, no registration through phone, register by following the link below, must use a desktop computer to fill out the form.
Okay.
We will announce more trainings as they become available. A full in-service schedule will be released in the future. Email completed registration
yeah, okay,
to
okay, I get
blah,
what you're
blah,
saying.
Blah.
You're saying there was a training.
So this keeps coming up with these, you know, we'll call them mass shootings, where, like, in the weeks before, months before, somebody holds a simulation of the event that actually unfolds. Why is that?
Well, this is extremely common across the board. I mean, so, for example, one of the fogging elements of 9/11 was that they were actively performing a simulation of a similar attack at the exact moment. And
right.
this happens throughout all of these tragedies, as you see this over and over again. They prepare for this thing, and wouldn't you know it, this thing that increases the value of government in people's minds just happens to occur.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I, why do these simulations keep occurring right before these things occur?
But did this actually increase the value of government? I mean, there have
absolutely.
Been a lot of people.
Well, no, but in some people's minds.
It's sunk cost fallacy is really what it comes down mm-hmm. to. So, like, okay, we just sacrificed 19 relatively innocent human lives to our belief in this paradigm. That means that we have even more of a sunk cost in our faith in police to protect our children in spite of all of the evidence to the contrary.
Well, that's an interesting argument, but there's been a lot of outrage about the police and their inaction in this particular circumstance, so it seems to me like the police's reputation has taken a hit as a result of this. I mean, they stood around
as
for 90
well it
minutes.
Should. And also, let me just be the first to say their reputation hasn't been doing well,
no, yeah.
you know, in general, and I keep saying that if they want to improve their reputation, they're going to have to take it upon themselves to improve it. Nobody's going to improve their reputation for them, but they don't seem to want to have to do any of that, right? These police, this thin blue line, this gang, this brotherhood, if you will, that they claim to be, they won't all get together and do something to improve their reputation, like, oh, I don't know, stop prosecuting people for a victimless crime, or stop arresting them.
People can speak out about this. It's like they spoke out against the wars when we had a bunch of casualties, but it doesn't mean it stops anything.
Well, that's true. The police are not going to go away, just as they didn't go away after all the George Floyd protests 2 years ago, despite the huge outpouring against them.
And if cops aren't around to help serve and protect you, then their only remaining purpose, of course, is to be there to harass you.
That's true. Revenue collection agent.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
show. Phones open. You can join us at 603-283-6160. At 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Kickless Matt Mayer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And I want to make sure you know about our newest sponsor, Truth Snacks. They are pretty delicious. We had them sitting around the studio for
snacks. I thought you said
snacks.
Oh, like snacks!
Snacky
yes,
with
right.
the
like,
truth.
Like what's his name did to Chris Rock?
Will, yeah, just whatever. Like that. Except okay. Non-violent kind. Like
I was thinking like
kind.
The old froggy breakfast cereal.
A verbal smack.
Okay.
Because they smack you with the truth on the back of the bags of Truth Smacks. It's incredibly delicious, all natural, no artificial crap. We're talking about basically trail mix, and it's available in two different flavors: peppermint infused and original. And they're both absolutely fantastic. If you think you would like the peppermint infused, you'll love it. If you think you won't, probably should stay away from it. But the product is absolutely fantastic. We had it here in the studio for a couple weeks, and I'm looking forward to getting some more of it. There's two different sizes available as well. It's basically an outreach project. Suzanne, who's a former English teacher and longtime truth seeker, started this company. She makes it, bags it, seals it up all herself in a commercial kitchen down in Naples, Florida. And this is her personal mission to help spread the ideas
awesome.
Of freedom. And so she figures, you know what? What better way than through people's stomachs, right? Maybe somebody will pay attention if they're... They're enjoying the product.
We'll feel that the weight of the man's heart is through his stomach or something.
Indeed. So check them out.
It strikes me as a useful outreach tool.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Truthsnacks.com/shop. They're spreading truth one delicious morsel at a time. Truthsnacks.com/shop. Let's go to Rick. He's in Maryland. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. So I'm calling to vent, and I promise I'll behave myself. I know that we're on the air. But, you know, it's just one of those situations where I just don't know what else to do other than call and vent.
Yeah.
So given what happened in Texas, the police presence here in Maryland seems to really be intensifying. Now, we're nowhere near Texas, but the police presence is just amping up, especially around the schools. Well, my brother today... So my brother, he's kind of a weird dude. He's harmless, but he's a little weird. He's got a disability. He gives off homeless vibes.
Okay.
He got arrested today for simply cutting through a public school property during a walk. That is all that is all he was doing.
Wow.
They arrested him. So in the state of Maryland, there actually is a misdemeanor charge for trespassing on school grounds.
Wow.
So they arrested him for trespassing on school grounds.
Awful.
Yeah, tell me about it. It's terrible. But get this, it gets worse. So they didn't arrest him on the spot. I don't even know how they identified him. He had walked back to his group home. They got an arrest warrant for him. They came in and scooped him up out of his group home with no warning. And the person who runs his group home only found out through a Ring camera.
Wow.
So now the police are refusing to give me any information.
Abducting people black bag style. Nothing to be concerned about there.
So where do they learn this from? They learn this from, well, other government agencies like the CIA, for example.
Or the Gestapo.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So now, you know, the police are refusing to give me any information. And I really called them out on this. What I do know is that he is being held without the possibility of bail. They tried to tell me that the charges were not public record, but I called them out on it because I pulled up Judiciary Case Search, and I told them that I knew what the charge was.
He's being denied bail for just taking a walk?
Yeah, I don't get it. They say that he's a flight risk because he has a history of being homeless. So I was told that I was wasting my time speaking with them to get any information, and that I just needed to not worry about it.
Wow. So he's looking at up to a year misdemeanor charge?
I don't know that it's as high as a year. I don't know what the maximum sentence is.
Okay.
Do you or he have an attorney for him, or is it public defender, or what?
The police are claiming that he has waived his right to an attorney and that he is not accepting phone calls.
And when did this happen?
This happened yesterday.
During school hours or afterwards?
Yes. During school hours.
Okay. Yeah, that's nuts. I mean, you would think normally in a case of a trespass, you have to get a warning, right? So normally there has to be someone who's authorized to tell you, hey, I don't want you on my property. They have to tell that to you, or it has to be posted in significant, you know, places.
As near as I can tell, Maryland is still convinced that we're under serfdom rules.
Hmm.
So you stepped foot into the king's forest and must therefore be put in the dungeon.
What's next in this case, Rick?
Well, to be honest, I don't know because the police are not telling me. So once the holiday weekend is over, I'm going to get a lawyer involved to just contact the police for me to at least figure out where we stand with this. And, you know, in fairness to the police, I don't want to just, like, put the worst possible construction on it, even though, as you said, it was like an abduction. It's very possible that they warned my brother and that he gave them attitude, because my brother, he gives off homeless vibes. He's a weird dude. But I wish they would just tell me the truth. That way I can help him the best that I can.
Oh, the truth might incriminate the police, though, so.
Yeah, the police have no interest in the truth unless it helps them in any way.
Yeah, there's plenty of case law stating specifically that they have no obligation to tell you the truth, but you do have an obligation to tell them the truth.
Rick, good luck with this. Thanks for sharing the story tonight. Feel free to give us a call with any updates as it develops, and I appreciate it. The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I mean, again, no victim, no crime.
Right.
It's just so straightforward.
Well, this is mine, and you stepped on it.
Yeah, but it's not even technically private property. I mean,
yeah, isn't he a co-owner, a taxpayer?
Effectively, it's, you know, public property, but
not really.
Like you're saying, it's more of the...
It's the king's property.
Yeah,
you stepped foot on the king's property. Clearly you're a poacher and must be put in a dungeon.
But if there was no person or property harmed, no crime.
Well, the good name of the government was harmed by you stepping foot on their property.
Like when a thing like the situation with the Texas shooting happens, the caller is right, absolutely right. Every policeman, every city, every town, everywhere there's a school, everybody's going to be sort of a little extra on edge now because of the failures of the police department, the public school system, the laws in general, the government as a whole, right? These are all failures. So anybody who's now, you know, sort of any involved in that, they're going to be hyper-vigilant about anything. And so now this guy's brother's getting arrested for taking a walk.
Well, and you guys touched on the whole idea of so-called public property. As you say, the king's property. It's not... Public property is this euphemism, basically. It doesn't actually mean what people think that it means. It doesn't mean you have access to it, even though you're paying for it. You're forced to pay as a co-owner, quote-unquote. But
this property belongs to your owners.
An owner of property would have access to it. And
right.
If you don't have access to it, that's evidence that you're not the owner in any way, shape, or form.
There's a bunch of words like public that don't mean that. Public school is government school.
No,
public
government.
Roads are government roads. Yeah. Public works are government works. It's not. It doesn't mean public.
It means socialized.
Yeah. Owned by the state. The number is 603-283-6160. And that ain't you, most likely. 603-283-6160. You can join us here. We got more coming up, including the supposed ISIS to kill George.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Former President Trump at the NRA convention dismissed calls for more gun control in the wake of the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. He joined Texas Senator Ted Cruz and others in advocating for the opposite.
The existence of evil in our world is not a reason to disarm law-abiding citizens who know how to use their weapon and can protect a lot of people. The existence of evil is one of the very best reasons to arm law-abiding citizens.
Trump also advocated for stronger security measures for schools, such as single entry point, strong fencing, and metal detectors. But the Uvalde School District safety plan already has several measures in place, such as police officers and software to monitor threats and screen visitors. Wall Street had its first winning week in a while, the Dow closing up for the week just above 6%. This is USA Radio News. The recount is underway in the Keystone State to determine the GOP nominee for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. Celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz and former hedge fund CEO Dave McCormick are barely separated by 900 votes. Federal jurors in Washington will deliberate the fate of lawyer Michael Sussman on Tuesday. He's accused of lying to the FBI about whether he was working on behalf of a client with Democratic political interests when he brought the Bureau allegations about questionable links between a Russian bank and former President Trump's company, the Trump Organization, before the 2016 campaign. Prosecutors say Sussman wanted to use the FBI and major news outlets to deliver an October surprise that would have gave the election to Hillary Clinton. A settlement has been reached with families who lost relatives in last year's collapse of a condominium tower in Surfside, Florida that killed 98 people. The $1.02 billion settlement to end litigation over the Champlain Tower South tragedy now awaits approval by a judge. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. The number is 603-283-6160. Ian Pinkless Mountaineer and Captain Kickass here in the studio.
Yes.
Received a phone call from someone. She didn't want to go on the air. She says her mom is from what is pronounced Uvalde.
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 I don't do a Texas accent. Let me try Uvalde.
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 Yeah. So I suspect it's pronounced differently in Spanish because it sounds like a Spanish word, but I could be wrong about that.
Uvalde.
It would likely be pronounced that.
Or
that
Uvalde?
Way. Right. That's sort of like the difference between Amarillo and Amarilla.
Rodeo. Right?
Anyway, you can bring up whatever you want here. We've been talking about the school shootings and the police just absolutely failing. We got into that in quite a bit of detail last night. But, Captain, you had an update on the Buffalo situation, the grocery store shooting where a bunch of people were shot to death. Not children in that particular case, but still a horrifying shooting, and you had some news you wanted to share about that.
Yeah, this is from BuffaloNews.com. It's out of Buffalo itself. The headline reads, "Authorities investigating if retired federal agent knew of Buffalo mass shooting plans in advance." This was posted originally on, looks like Thursday, but updated 8 hours ago. Law enforcement officers are investigating whether a retired federal agent had about 30 minutes advance notice of a white supremacist's plans to murder black people at a Buffalo supermarket. Two law enforcement officials told the Buffalo News. Authorities believe the former agent, believed to be from Texas, was one of at least six individuals who regularly communicated with the accused gunman, Peyton Gendron, in an online chat room where racist hatred was discussed, the two officials said. So there's more to this, but the first thought in my head is, what? Was he not retired then? Did he just recently retire? Or why are they using a retired guy to... I don't understand how that computes.
Good question.
The two law enforcement sources with direct knowledge of the investigation stated these individuals were invited by Gendron to read about his mass shooting plans and the target location about a half hour before Gendron killed 10 people at Tops Markets on Jefferson Avenue on May 14th. The news could not determine if the retired agent accepted the invitation.
The invitation to chat?
The shooter sent an invitation to this guy in the chat room to, hey, have a look at my plans. Like, he sent him his plans for the shooting. Like, here's the target, here's what I'm going to do, right, that kind of a thing.
So it's not clear whether the agent was active in the chat?
Correct.
No. Okay.
It goes on to say these were like-minded people who used this chat group to talk about their shared interests in racial hatred, replacement theory, and hatred of anyone who is Jewish, a person of color, or not of European ancestry, said one of the two law enforcement officials with close knowledge of the investigation.
I wonder how many other FBI agents were in that chat room.
I mean, all of them, perhaps, right? What is especially upsetting, this is a quote, what is especially upsetting is that these six people received advance notice of the Buffalo shooting about 30 minutes before it happened. The FBI has verified that none of these people called law enforcement to warn them about the shooting. The FBI database shows no advance tips from anyone that this shooting was about to happen. Agents from the FBI are in the process of tracking down and interviewing the six people, including the retired agent, and attempting to determine if any of them should be charged as accomplices, the two sources told the Buffalo News. The two sources did not identify the agent by name and could not confirm what federal agency he worked for.
Now, okay, this brings up an interesting question. If you are given knowledge that something is supposedly going to happen, because how would they really know, right? There's a bunch of people that talk S on the internet all the time.
Right.
So if you were given knowledge that something was going to happen that was going to be a crime, a violent crime, is it your obligation to do anything at all?
That's a great question, and they address that here. Buffalo civil rights attorney John V. Elmore said, it would be outrageous if it turns out that a former law enforcement officer had advance notice of the shooting and did nothing to prevent it. If he had advance notice, he had a moral obligation to get on the phone and try to notify somebody about it, said Elmore.
As a sworn law enforcement agent, I think you've got an argument there. But as an average person, I don't think so.
Well, are you talking reality or theory? Because the reality is that they have no obligation under any circumstances to do anything good.
Yes.
Now, in theory, like if you had a free system, I would certainly pay for a protection agency that said, hey, we will, under these circumstances, we are obligated, because of your payment, because of our contract, we are obligated to try to prevent violent crimes under, you know, certain set of circumstances. Like, if it is reasonable that we will not all die in the process, things like that.
No, you make a good point, and we covered in detail the fact, the incontrovertible, repeated many times from the Supreme Court and other state courts, that governments, police departments have no obligation to protect you in any way, shape, or form.
Same is true for the military, too.
That's a fact. But my question is more to the average individual. I mean, they're talking about charging these people with so-called accessory.
Well,
how can you be an accessory to something for taking no action whatsoever? I can understand if you sent a gun to the guy or helped him in some destructive manner.
If this was some sort of a sting operation, right, where they try to, get some guy to do something just so they can make the collar, right? Then
we're going to talk about one of those coming up.
Okay, then that may be true that they're able to hold them responsible for not doing a thing if they had knowledge that a crime was about to occur. So if this guy said,
but how could you really know?
Well, this guy sent him a thing, said, hey, here's my plan. I'm about to go do this. And then 30 minutes later, it happens.
How would you know he was being serious?
I don't know.
You wouldn't?
Yeah.
So I was shocked. And I guess I wouldn't be shocked given the things that they do to people, but to charge somebody for doing nothing, I think that's wrong. I mean, can argue that the person in that chat room should have done something, that from a moral perspective, they should have spoken out about it, but I don't think it's their obligation to do that, whether they be a cop or an individual.
My suspicion is that this is sort of the beginning, working around the edges part of targeting what they are now calling domestic terrorists. Mm-hmm. So nobody likes white supremacists, but white supremacists have a tendency to think that the Jewish conspiracy includes the government, therefore they don't like the government. So it's sort of low-hanging
fruit. They like the idea of taking over the government, though.
Right. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, deep down, they're fascists. Right. They just want their form of authoritarianism. Right. But, so this is sort of low-hanging fruit. Like, okay, well, what if we start being completely unreasonable in targeting these questioners of government?
Mm-hmm.
Is anyone bothered by that? Okay.
No? Okay.
Okay, well, what about these questioners of government? Is everyone cool with that?
Right.
That's how it goes.
It's that, what's the adage? I didn't stand up for the white supremacists because I wasn't a white supremacist.
Yeah,
right?
First they came for the blank, and I... Mm-hmm.
Attorney Terrence M. Connors, who is representing several families who lost loved ones in the Buffalo shooting, said, as outrageous as this may sound, based upon what we're finding in our investigation, it is not surprising. He, however, declined to reveal the evidence his law firm has collected, of course. New York Times reported on May 17th that Gendron, the shooter, invited a small group of people into a private chat room on the messaging platform Discord to review his plan about 30 minutes before the massacre at Tops. The Washington Post reported 2 days later that 15 people accepted Gendron's invitation into the chat room and were able to review his plan and watch his live stream video as he committed the killing.
He, by the way, in his 180-page manifesto that the media does not want you to see, he supports the police.
So of course he does.
He specifically wanted to avoid shooting any cops because, again, he wants to take over the police. He wants his crew to become the police, but he's not against law enforcement. He described himself as an authoritarian leftist, so he is not a right-winger.
Right. Well, and remember what they're aiming for with persecuting people for being guilty bystanders. They do want the same circumstance that you had in the USSR where children will turn in their parents because there is a legal obligation to do so.
Mm-hmm. That's scary stuff. The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. If you have the freedom of speech, you should also have the freedom to not speak. And it shouldn't be a crime to stay silent. There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open and you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That is 603-283-6160. We're talking about the FBI. And did they know? Did one of their agents know 30 minutes in advance of the Buffalo shooter? Apparently, said agent or supposed former agent who...
retired agent
still
somehow.
Hanging out in a racist chat room... was given an invitation by the shooter in the Buffalo situation 30 minutes prior to the actual occurrence of it to review the plan, to review the location, apparently, and various different details about the planned strike. And we don't have details on whether or not he was actually there, or as far as the agent, did he actually receive the invite, or was he, you know, doing something else at the time and didn't see it until later? We don't know any of those details.
Yeah, the reporters weren't able to confirm that it was actually received, but they were able to confirm that, I believe the number was 15 people
were invited,
did accept the invitation. They just can't tell which people accepted it.
And if the FBI is involved in this, then I always wonder if they're the ones fomenting this, because that is just their general MO.
And like, this next sentence
whether you're
to that.
Muslim or a white nationalist, they really love finding extremist groups and fomenting greater hatred and greater tendency toward violence.
Every
frequently,
time.
Frequently, right up to the point and including of handing them actual explosives.
So usually they hand them fake explosives.
Usually.
But
This next statement says federal authorities are also investigating if the retired agent provided information to Gendron before he went on his shooting spree. In addition to law enforcement sources, two other individuals with knowledge of the mass shooting investigation have also confirmed that federal authorities are looking into the former agent's relationship to the shooter. And then this next part talks about something called the Sandman. FBI agents are also trying to determine the identity of an individual Gendron calls Sandman or Saint Sandman in his lengthy social media diary, his manifesto, that appeared 30 minutes before the attack. In the diary, Gendron indicates Sandman counseled him on manufacturers of AR-15 semi-automatic rifles and their quality. The shooter purchased and allegedly used that type of assault rifle in the rampage, which local authorities have said was fueled by his racial hatred. In the document Gendron posted on Discord... He references Sandman three times. And in a passage dated May 2nd, he quoted Saint Sandman saying, "When the time finally comes to deal decisively with the whole host of society's problems and not go to prison for it, you'll know. Just be ready. You've spent your entire life, from the day you were born right up to this very moment, reading this sentence, coming to where you are right now. Look around you. Are you content with where you are right now? Are you where you want to be? If so, continue to march."
And this is not what the Sandman said?
This is what the Sandman said, yeah. If not, what are you going to do? What's your plan? Get and keep your mind, body, and spirit right. Pray, lift, run, read, shoot. And teach your kids to do those things.
And so the question is, was Sandman another federal agent?
Or the same one, or, you know, all that kind of thing. And so this goes back to what we talked about, I think, in the first segment. Like, why is it that federales... the FBI, the CIA, the local authorities, whatever, some investigative arm of the government, always knows about these things in advance somehow. They're always involved. There's always some involvement in, like, a chat room where they've had contact. But yet these things keep happening. They're not preventing them from happening.
No,
they're just there somehow. So, I mean, if government is setting these people up to commit these crimes, then... I mean, I almost feel like they're responsible, right? I know we were talking about how does that make them responsible? How do they know whether or not this guy or these people are going to go out and commit these things? I mean,
well, no. If they're encouraging it, then
right.
I would absolutely say they're responsible. I was only asking about people not speaking.
Oh.
If you're in a chat room with a lunatic and they're saying things and you don't do anything about it, I don't think you should be held responsible. But if you're egging them on, then yeah, I think you could argue that that person has some level of culpability in there, especially if they're an agent. If you're telling people go out and buy weapons and attack innocent people, then yeah, I could see that as being an accessory for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like throwing popcorn into your mouth by, you know, like you throw popcorn into the air and try and catch it with your mouth. So that's how it is with the FBI and terrorists. You know, sometimes they just don't get their mouth under the popcorn in time to take credit for foiling the plot that they fomented.
But we never hear about them foiling a plot such as this.
Oh, yeah, you do all the time.
School shooters? You don't tend to hear about that.
No.
Usually it's bombers.
And I have a plot like that. We're going to talk about it coming up here in a moment, although I don't know if it's a bombing or what, but we'll talk about it. First, David is in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WKHM in Jackson. Go ahead, David.
Hey, and hey, crew.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, it just kind of reminds me of this deal that our highly illustrious Governor Whitmer, evidently there was a plot by some of the, I call them the militia guys, generally. But there was an FBI agent involved.
Oh, no, there was more than one FBI agent involved in that.
You recall that case, Ian?
Yeah, sure. Half.
Yeah, there were a bunch of FBI agents involved in that, and the two guys who actually took it to trial so far have been found not guilty.
Yeah, two of them, I believe, and I think that there's going to be a... I'm not sure the exact legal part of it, but they're going to be tried again. Is that correct?
No, they were found, as I understand, if I recall correctly, they were found not guilty. There were two others who I think were hung juries, and they would be tried again. If I'm misrecalling this, please, somebody call in and let me know, but that's my understanding. There were also two, I believe, who took guilty pleas, and they, of course, are going to prison because they were too scared to go to trial.
Yeah, you know, you think about it, we talk about a lot about it, and where does the blame lie, and what... Is it the gun? Is it the person? Is it a movement? And I was just trying to listen to you guys, and I just love the 3 hours on a Saturday evening. Normally it's just an hour, you know, but anyways, Free Talk Live resonates to me because what do you folks think, honestly, where is this country headed? I mean, is liberty going to be just sections of liberty? Is it going to be...
Yeah, I hope it's heading to a breakup, honestly. I mean, that would be the most productive end for the United States, is to people go their separate ways, different states go different directions and create different areas that attract different groups of people. It's quite clear that we cannot all get along, and we should stop trying and stop fighting over how we should live. And the people who believe in leftist stuff ought to get to leftist places like the West Coast or, you know, Massachusetts or New York. and the people that believe in right-wing stuff should ought to get down to Texas and Florida, and the libertarians, the few of them, they ought to get to New Hampshire. I mean, and then let's let those places develop as their own countries, abolish the United States, or at least secede from it, and if enough states secede from it, it'll probably go away entirely.
Yeah, the United States is not long for this world. One of two things is basically going to happen, and that's possibly a balkanized version of, like, okay, well, New England's going to secede, and then the heartland's going to secede, and then Northern and Southern California will become, like, so some form of breaking up, or yep. We will end up in sort of a global socio-fascism.
So maybe more than 50 states?
I mean,
I'm fine with that.
There's already documentation of plans for what's called the one world government. But I think as far as the United States is concerned, I think a breakup is inevitable. And I think the smartest thing to do is, because if you just study the cycles of history and empire collapses, basically, right? The most recent one I can think of is the fall of the Soviet Union. What happened there? They broke up into a bunch of smaller little countries, yep. Right? So if we know that's inevitable, or we accept that theory, then let's get ahead of the ball.
Right.
Go first. And like Ian's saying, right. Hey, you want to get around people that, you know, that are like-minded like you, that think like you and act like you and want a society like you do, well then, the only thing you can do is vote with your feet and move to a place where that is true.
Well, and I mean, to address, like, do we need more than 50 states? I don't know. Let's let the market decide. But I can tell you one thing. So, you're from Washington. As I have, from every account that I've ever heard, the Eastern Washington and the Western Washington,
very different,
completely different cultures. So the idea of putting just those two sets of people into the same pot is dumb.
Well, and
nobody wants that.
There's already been articles about Western Washington and Western Oregon, you know, breaking off, becoming their own state, or getting in with like California, and then Eastern Washington, Eastern Oregon joining with like Idaho, for example, and becoming like a separate thing themselves. So all of these things are sort of permeating society right now. These thoughts are bubbling to the surface. I think it's inevitable that a breakup is going to happen. When? I don't know.
Somebody sent me something recently about one of those state secession movements that's happening up in Washington, and I don't have it handy, so I don't know what that was called, but it sounded like they really had it together, and I'm sorry I don't remember the name of it. If I can find it, I'll certainly let you guys know, for those of you up in that area. The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. David, thanks for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. On the way, we're going to talk about CBDCs and the plot to...
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.